Thank you, Dylan. We want to welcome the new interns. We have two, three that started on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, in the soft dev department. And then we have three more coming next week. So if any of those people are in the meeting, we'd like to welcome you in advance. And congratulations to our graduating interns. I mean, cybersecurity is going to be almost cleaned out. It's been a long road. Most of you all were 12-weekers. And just maintain your momentum till the end. You know, show the newbies what you're working with and what the expectation is for PGIPT. So I'm going to give an overview of PGIP and just a light understanding of our agile environment for those that are new. Some of you guys that are seasoned have heard a lot of this before, but it's reinforcing material for anything that you may have forgotten or anything that I may have overlooked telling you in the weeks that you've been here. So next slide, please. Okay, so when you're starting the internship in your first week, you should receive a welcome letter from me. And in that welcome letter, it's giving you instructions to set up your Microsoft, your Outlook, and everything and everything that goes with that. So you'll have access to our SharePoint, to your planner, to the chat, all these things. And that's your orientation one is automatic and included once you go to SharePoint. You can see all of that. And then the very next day is your orientation two to make sure that you are set up with your email and team, that you're solid on the time clock wizard, that you've signed the security agreements and completed your ESET certification for security. So all those things, that's a live our project manager, Richard Kleeman, runs those meetings usually, and your managers show up if they don't have a conflict. And then we can make sure that you have all the foundations to be successful in the internship. Okay. And then on your first day, you also get a welcome letter from your manager, the Wednesday that you start, to tell you the specifics of the, you know, the particulars to that department. Different departments, excuse me, might have different things, like network tends to set up, virtual machines, or cybersecurity has all kinds of different ranges and things that they work on, and so do analytics. So they will set you up. They'll let you know about the particulars to that department and what the expectations are. They're usually the same foundationally across departments, but every department is unique depending on the IT that they're working with. Next slide, please. So when we talk about quantum teaming in an agile environment, first of all, quantum teaming is just three basic things that we have learned to be true through the many years that we've been here now. And in your first couple of weeks, you're going to be uncertain. You're going to say, okay, where do I find this? Where do I put this? You know, some people that are returning, they've been interns before. It's like a hot knife through butter. For the other ones, it's, you know, you have these questions, and there are no stupid questions with that. You can ask in the chat. You can ask directly to your manager. You can ask your colleagues, but ask. Do not suffer in silence, as Richard used to say. You know, let us know what you're uncertain about. If you have a project or in your, you know, if you're starting out with your internship training, you have a question, ask. The whole thing is to keep yourself in motion. Keep yourself in motion, because that is the way that you go from uncertainty to becoming entangled in the program, in the internship. You have to anticipate that things are going to get better. In the first week, if you're confused and you don't understand, don't have the attitude of, oh, this is crazy, I can't do this. Yes, you can. You just have to learn like you would learn at any other new thing that you're doing, be it an organization, volunteering, or your real job. When you first started out, you were doing a whole bunch of absorbing what the status quo is, what they're doing, where you fit in what they're doing. So once that happens, entanglement occurs. And then one of the things that we want you all to know is in that can-do attitude, a lot of things become a logical progression. So if you are working, for example, once you do orientation one and we say there's orientation two, that's the natural progression of getting oriented into the program. So a lot of the things that you're doing, you will just know to do. If you were taking a training in Splunk Fundamentals 1, if they call it 1, then there's a 2. So when you finish that one, you would go on to the next one. A lot of these things become self-realizing. And recognizing, and you have an independence here. You have 10 hours. You have the option to do those 10 hours in the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, you know, on your boat, you know, whenever you want to do it, you know, but in the course of the week, there's 10 hours to achieve. And you do that. What's best for your lifestyle? You know, you have your, AHID meeting, this meeting. You have your departmental meeting. We offer occasional maintenance and training meetings. That helps you get another hour and you learn new and exciting things. But other than that, we depend on you to time manage, you know, as adults, as how you've time managed this far to get to this point. And so that is one of the things that is unique about the internship. We don't have like a 9-to-5 hard stop. When it's best for you to get your work done, get her done. And then once that starts happening, once you start jumping into the different, like cyber ranges and what we're doing in analytics and what we're going to spread out in our sandbox and all these kinds of things, then you are working with your team and maybe other teams. And we call that superposition. That's when we all are like cooking with fire. You know, we're helping out. This person is giving you that little tidbit where you're stuck in your project, and you're helping them as well. So that's our ultimate goal. You can't always stay in superposition. You know, it's just like photons or anything else. You can't always keep the same momentum because entropy is real. But we keep striving to maintain that more than uncertainty. Okay, and as far as the Agile, as I said before, everyone has a valuable perspective to offer, ideas to offer, suggestions. You might bring that from your existing job, your home environment where you've learned to do a fantastic budget or whatever it is. Everyone has some kind of knowledge to transfer into the internship, or you wouldn't be at your capstone level at this point. Okay, and you have your managers, and they uniquely provide this personalized attention. Like at our managers meeting, Ashley was saying, I want to make sure that I assign the projects that are best tailored to what that intern wants to do in their professional life. So how do they know that? You have to tell them. You have to tell them, this is what I want to learn. You know, I want to work on my C skills, or I want to, you know, work on Power BI or whatever it is that you want to learn. You have to be able to express that. Of course, in your first weeks, you may not know, but you have a general idea. If you want to be an analytics manager or analyst, or if you want to do this or that, or in CS, the experiences everybody wants to do. What is that they do? Intrusion or whatever. You know, everybody wants to learn how to hack. So Ashley is very skilled, and she can delineate that for you of how many other things there are to do in CS than hack. So those kinds of things. But you have to communicate that, your ideas that you have to offer for yourself. And that helps the rest of us. You might have something that we need to develop more in the program. We're willing to do it. But your ideas are valuable. Okay. And what the leadership does, and that's basically me, Marcia, Marjorie, Richard, James, what we basically do is just keep the wheel turning, you know, keep the access open to those that need it, you know, keep administrative things bigger. I work a lot now on trying to find manufacturers, negotiating prices and all this stuff so we can have these ranges and things like that, or Splunk can be free for you guys, or things like that. I work a lot doing that, but I'm also keeping apprised, or trying to the best of my ability to keep apprised of the actual details, you know, of what you all need and what you all need to be successful. Let's put it that way. So I read the chat several times a day. I'm CC'd on most emails and things like that, so that we can keep things fresh and exciting and innovative for you. Okay. And we also, you know, we audit time. Richard audits the time after the managers put it in. I audit the evaluations. Everyone has some, you know, piece of the pie that we keep going. So that's where we are. That's what we do. But primarily your interactions are with your manager, and your managers interact with us all the time. Next slide, please. So here's our example. So you're the intern and you ask your manager a question. Okay. Your manager either answers that question right away with confidence because they know the answer. If it's something they don't know, then they come to us or they ask another manager or something, but they put forth the effort and the steps to get your question answered. Okay. And then they get back to you with it in a timely fashion. And so that's how it happens. And then we know what you are asking about. We know if that's just a unique problem to maybe something happened in your system, or if that's something that we need to apply to all the interns. It's like, great, we hadn't thought about that. Like we thought that Splunk was fine 2 weeks ago. No one was having problems with it. One of our interns, reached a roadblock with that and had tried everything to get through and couldn't get through. What was a good opportunity for me to go back to the Splunk people and say, hey, this is supposed to be free for my interns. And then we got a reconfirmation that it is free. I have it in writing. And so now we can go forward, hopefully, without any more frustrations, because it's frustrating to take, for example, Splunk 1 fundamentals training, you know, and you get a certificate and I really did it and I'm ready to jump into 2. And then you get this big $2,000, you know, you get this big hit and you have to wait, even if it's a day or two, even if it's a week to get in, then you've lost your momentum. So hopefully I have resolved that and we won't have that problem anymore. But this is the process that we go through, and the chat has been wonderful. I want to thank Marjorie for that, because at first I was like, oh, we don't need to chat. But she said, yes, we do, Doc. She's younger than me. She knows more about what's happening now in social media. We went for it, and it is very helpful because it's in real time. In real time, we can actually know what the problem is. And a lot of times we can solve it immediately. Next slide, please. So as I said before, as far as training and projects, whenever you start the internship, you're going to start with training. And even if you are at the top of your game, in most situations, you still go with the training, because the training aligns you to how we do things here. And of course, if you have a better suggestion, let us know. So you might start just with training, or depending on what your manager decides, they might also connect you to one of these, like I said, ranges or academies that we have available to all of our interns per department. Okay, so they will assign the project. See, they know you better. You know, you're making the meetings, you're communicating in the meetings, they're reviewing your projects as you send them in as completed. And so they know where you are. I have a feeling of what would help to enhance your training, or maybe you need to like jump a level and go on to the next thing because you are already well trained in that. Some of the projects require charters. So some of the projects that you may be given, you might have a list of things that need to get done. But before you can do that, you need to make a charter, which your manager will help you with, to actually wrap your head around the whole project and how to start that problem, that project to completion. So that will be part of it. And that's usually the projects that are directly in Planner versus going out to a range or something where the instructions are given within the range. Okay. And once again, any questions about that should be addressed to your managers. Or the ticketing system. We also have a ticketing system. So in the event that you don't have access to, let's just say, the tools for business intelligence, but you need that because you are in analytics, that's something you can go to the ticketing system and put in, I need access to this for the analytics department, for me, for my project, et cetera. We look at that, too, on a daily basis, and we can get you that access. Or you can mention in a department meeting. Maybe your manager will say, I'll put in a ticket for that. I put in tickets for managers all the time because I know they're busy. Okay? And once again, your questions are heard. They do go to the appropriate person, and we answer as fast as we can. So working through your manager is a benefit, because if you're putting in a ticket, this is one of the things that I hear about. If you're putting in a ticket for access to something, then your manager is putting in a ticket for you for access to something. Then here we are, confused and double booked. So make sure that you're coordinating with your manager and your team as far as who's going to send it to ticket, who's going to put in the ticket, and who's going to follow through on that. Next slide, please. So last but not least, I want to talk to my graduating interns. Okay, so it's important before you leave on Tuesday at midnight that you load all your project work that you've performed during your internship to your PGIPT folder. This is very important. We had a situation last week where one of the managers was drilling down on a project that crossed over. See, the projects remain even though the intern leaves. You do the best you can. You can't always finish every project because your time runs out. If that's the case, then you don't want that project. You don't want to be the owner of that project, because you're going. So then when we go in and we want to edit it and modify it or something like that, then we can't do that because you're not there and we're not the owner. You should not leave. First of all, you shouldn't be the owner of any of that. We should be. But if you are, be sure that that ownership is transferred to one of the leaders, the manager, or someone who's going to be here so we can continue the project and not have to start again from scratch. Let your manager know if you have any lingering projects that were assigned to you and time just ran out. It happens. Okay? So that way, that manager can see where it is, see if they have the personnel to take the baton where you are, or if they have to retrain somebody to get to that point. Complete the exit survey. We would love a testimonial. You know, we'd love multimedia testimonials, but once again, just a document to how your experience was is, we'll take it, okay? And you put that in your project folder. Don't leave. I mean, this is what Dylan said at the beginning. Don't leave anything personal, like emails or materials that you might need later. We have that in your signed initial contract that you shouldn't be using our email for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, or any of that stuff that's out there. That should not be your point, because you know what? All of this stuff gets decommissioned within 48 hours, and you will not have access to it. We are not going to go back and pull out, you know, your last interview question from your prospective employer if it's in our client. So make sure, if you've done that, that all that stuff is transferred to your personal email or somewhere else. But it's got to go on and get, because we're going to decommission and that's it. Because we pay for the licenses and we're going to retool that for the next set of interns. No offense. Okay. And if you want to continue to learn here or assist as a mentor, join GITA. You can join GITA as an apprentice. You can, I don't know why any of you all would be at the apprentice level once you graduate, but if you feel uncertain, that's an avenue. Or as a mentor, where you can teach best what you need to learn. So if you still have some wet behind the ears areas, but you have some areas that you're certain in, we'll take it. You know, come on into the department meetings when you, you know, and when you can, and help out another intern that was, you know, and because you were once like them and you wanted someone to help you. And so here's the survey link, but you can also email me and I will provide that for you. And last slide, Dylan. So once again, I want to congratulate all of you all that are graduating. Thank you for everything you've done for the internship. I know it's been a long walk in the burning sands road to get to this point, but you're here. And I hope that you make the best of your future and the best of your education and what you've learned here. And once again, welcome new interns. Back to you, Dylan.